Hello, people. Nice to see you here. I will start so directly. We are Migranus Movement. I don't know, like the name just like chose like this. We are like a group with from migrants and refugees. They lived here like long time here in Germany, and the new one too. We have like different experience in all kind of, I don't know, like we have everything. I mean, we have been through a lots of things, especially like what we say it here, we wrote it like Ossiland. Like Ossiland is East Germany for us. It was a nice time and hard, tough time. We have like the complete baggage from different perspective. And we create this group. We want like to empower first the refugees who come new to Germany, to give them like tips and tricks, what they have to watch out, what they have like to take care of, and they don't have to make the same mistakes we made, or like the misunderstandings that happens, and all the experience with the immigration offices, police, this, that, and everything. So that's why we create this group. This group is often for all people. Like we have people like in East Germany, and some people like in West Germany, and we have even people like in Africa or like from outside Germany. Like we communicate with each other, and we try like to get some useful tips. And at the same time, the main reason for this group, we want always like to talk about our subject. Because every time I see like in every event, in every festival, in every, I don't know, like in the TV, you find always like who talks about our situation, a third person who used to work there in the camps, or like we say it camp, by the way, we say it Lager, because this is not like really a good place to live. So that's why we say Lager's name, and we want to talk about what we have been through by ourselves and what's our experience in these years. So I give to my two friends here. By the way, my name is Hafid. Yes, I don't know, like if it's sometimes it's hard to pronounce this, but Hafid, so like in Arabic. And I come from Libya, and I will introduce now the next one.
Hello. My name is Lubna, and I come from Egypt. I'm just volunteering with Migranus Movement because I'm also working in a WG for minderjährige geflüchtete Jugendlichen, and it was a career shift for me to be working there, and I noticed a lot of things that were happening with these kids, let's say. That although we were all social workers or with a pedagogical like background or Ausbildung, it was not they were not treated fairly or in the way that it was supposed to be related to where they come from. It was always treated on the way what are the social worker is thinking the best, and not what they think, like not by asking these kids, what is the best? And that's why I decided to be with Hafiz and his movement to be creating awareness about this kind of problem, dilemma, because I'm not saying that everyone who's working in this field is trying to set some rules or something, but like there is always a cultural misunderstanding that needs to be communicated in a different way. So we create a space where both like the kids and also the social workers have kind of a peace environment where there is not too much, let's say, conflict because of misunderstandings. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Lubna. Well, my name is Umar. I'm 20 years old, and I decided to get into Migrants Movement because I've been like since 7 years here in Germany. And 5 years ago, I decided to begin like volunteering in a political party. And then I was like, trying some initiatives and so on. And then I found Migranus Movement, which was a very, a holy thing for me. Because Migranus Movement is like something where we as like refugees or first generation people, can get our emotions like packed out into events, into saying, for example, what we need and what we try to achieve here in this new society for us. And being like self-organized is the whole thing about Mekano's movement, because we want to do it by ourselves. That doesn't mean that we don't take help or like support by other actors, but all in all, we want to say that we as migrants, as refugees, as people who are here, are in the power to like to move something, therefore movement. And for myself, I'm advocating for education and for integration. Like I don't like the word of integration of like young people, especially as a refugee kid and as a person from the first generation. As I mentioned, it was very hard to me to get into the new school system here in Germany. We've got like many systemical problems and issues, and I tried to show them to, for example, my colleagues in the classroom or to my teachers and so on, but there wasn't really a connection between us, because the things I've seen, the others couldn't really understand. It's about maybe getting looked at the classroom differently than others, just because the question might be too hard for me, because I'm that one coming new to this to Germany, or like don't really take me as an important part of the classroom. It would be like, and this is something we are hearing now in Germany in the politics. We were handled as we would be issues, not as we would be chances for this land. And this is a very, very big mistake now happening again in Germany and the German politics, that they don't take us seriously. They talk about us as migrants, as pipers, without talking with us, without letting us take the stage and talk about our problems. And they show like the great part of the society, the white part, that we would be the problems of all issues Germany is facing right now. But on the other hand, we like in the reality, we are the people who are like running everything almost here in this land. So yeah, therefore, Mekano's movement is a stage for us.
Nice. Cool. All right. So, because of the time, so I have to be a bit Speedy Gonzalez. Yeah, so let's get it on. I will start now. What we are doing exactly, we do different kind of things, like really different kind of activity, like from politics to culture to music. Because, you know, like when refugees here like comes, when we talk about lager or a camp, like we are talking about 800 people, and the biggest one of them in Heidelberg, like it's more than 2,800 people like in one camp. So we have people like who's singing, we have people like who's making like music, or people who are political, or like people who are really, I don't know, like they are from different kind of countries, they have different kind of skills. So that's why we try to get contact with them and try to let them, I hate this word by the way, to get like integrated, what they say, like integration, I don't like it. But we try like to show here, like in Germany, hey people, integration hasn't be like from one side, it has to be from the both side. From our side, we give it for sure. We are all in, the people, most of them, they are really integrated at work, at music, at festivals, and I don't know, but we are waiting like from the society and the political people like to get integrated and take us seriously. So that's why like we are waiting for this. And what I like it, by the way, like there's a lot of festivals like the Fusion or like other festival we have been like in many other events. They are really like hidden, but somehow like somebody like said, hey, bring the group here. Yeah, so feel free if you want to invite us or ask us any question. So like what we do, like we try to show the people like how you are get along with the migration. It's really important thing because I have been through like a lot of bad situation because of my temper, because of the way that people like when they discriminated me or something like this. So I have to react, hey man, no, I'm not let it go. Like, so it was, and it was a mistake by the way, because I have no power here. I have no support. Like even like if you go, there are some NGOs, for example, they say that they will help with this, with discrimination things. You can talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I want like to do something against it. But talk about it, I have enough friends. We have 800 people in the camp. I can like go there and tell them, hey, yeah. Yeah, and at the same time, we do like special workshops or Vortrags for social workers, like the people who has no experience. Because, you know, like when we are talking about camp, we are from different cultures. So you have to understand us. There are some people, for example, the way I talk, if I am like, I am from North Africa. I talk with my hand, with my feet. I don't know, like we are, we, it's sun. It's 24/7, 40 degree, like till 50 degrees. So that's why we are talking loud. We are talking normal. And here sometimes, oh, Herr Scheib, du bist unhöflich. Huh? What? So, like, you know, like for me, it's like kind of shock when I see like the person say, oh, I have been, really? I have been bad for it? So this is why like this misunderstanding, or like my friends from Gambia, from Ghana, so like they are talking, hey, my brother, hey, what's up? Like we are talking like some people, hey, why they are, you are a Christian? No, I'm not. Like it's, you know, like so this small things, but really plays a role in the offices in Germany. Guten Tag, Herr, I don't know, Frau, yeah, wie geht's? Yeah, danke. You know, like, we are not used to it. It doesn't mean, like, it's respectful or, like, hey, this is respectlos. Nee, sorry, I don't grow up like this, so I need the time to get. You have to show me this. But they don't show us. This is the problem. I mean, I have never met a social worker, like, in the Sozialamt or, like, in the Ausländerbehörde, he will tell, hey, Herr Scheib, ich verstehe das, aber hier bei uns geht nicht so. Explain it for me, then I will get it. You know, like, so the same when somebody comes to my country, it will be the same. So, and we have this Ask Me workshop. So Ask Me workshop, we try to talk with the German people here, like who works with migrants. Hey, come on, ask us. We will tell you how it goes. Maybe sometimes you are working in the camp and the people don't take you seriously because I don't trust you. I don't know you. I see you like you are a social worker. You are working with the government. So that means the government for me in my country, you are a spy. You want to put me in the prison if I talk something wrong or against my president or something like this. So that's why we have to communicate with each other. So that's why we make this workshop, because we believe there's good people too. There's really good people like who works in that place. I'm not going to say like everyone's, they are really bad. So that's why we try to make this thing. And Beratung, we have like private Beratung for situation deportation. Because we have been all this, how you can react, what you have to do, how's your mental health, everything. It's a hard thing. So that's why like we make some kind of advices. So when somebody is always there, is people who are really solitarish and they call us, I have a friend who has this and that, especially, I don't know how many of you knows the situation, Duldung and stuff like this. So we make this kind of Beratung. Other things, we make like projects, we go like into places, for example, like Neue Strelitz, or like we go in, like, you know, our target is always the small villages, because I know that the small villages, nobody go there. And we see the result, like this year, AfD is the winner. So that's why, like for us, it wasn't a surprise, because like from the beginning, we see them always, but they were focusing always like in the small cities. So that's why like we offer there like in this villages kind of projects, activities. We build together like bikes. And by the way, we don't do it only alone. Eh? So like we collaborate like with the IOTZ, Jugendzentrums. We have like German friends who support us. They are really nice. Hey, what you people need? And we will do it. So we get the support. Yeah, so this thing's done. I will go to the next. Living in Lager. So this is the biggest subject. Do you want to talk about it a bit, or should I keep on?
You can keep on.
Yeah? Okay. Living in Malaga is really the most baddest things you ever possibly can imagine. It's really fucked up, like really, hey. It's more fucked up than prison, it's open prison. You have to be tough there. And I feel sorry for every family and for every woman and for every child who lives there and have the bad experience there. Living in Malaga is really, you are living like an open prison with different kind of culture, good people, bad people, and really bad people. You are not going to sleep there. You can't forget it. There is no sleep. From the people who live there, different culture. This is a Muslim, this is Sunniti, this is Shiiti, this is Hindu, this is worship a snake, the other one the fire, the other, I don't know. And hey, 24/7, I tell you, there is no break. It's always fighting. There is always fighting because of political things or something like this. And by the way, the security and the social workers there, ooh, the migrants, the Ausländer, the aggressive, yo, ooh, yeah. Did you ask yourself why you put them like in a place like this all together? What the fuck? You know, so that's why, like, I feel sometimes it's kind of trick that you want to say, hey, liebe Deutsche, look, the migrants, they always in Lager, they are beating each other, they are always doing this and that and that. And this is too much. And if because of the cultural things, you will see, like, I mean, they are talking about, hey, okay, they say this is, we are aggressive or there is a bad things in the Lager. Okay, the German always like talking how in the psychology or the social worker, oh, we have to see the person what have been through and what's the child, why, what have, like, come on, man, the child, he's living every day, he's seeing blood. Like, when I'm talking, I'm not going to make it, like, really big here. It's really a disaster, people. Huh? So we see blood, like, at night. We see, like, knives. There are some people, they get deported, they would cut themselves. Like, this is really fucked up. I don't want to, sorry, people, by the way, because the, for me, like, the this kind of sensible things, if it's a bit too much, I am not going to talk about everything. What's that is, just let me know, by the way. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so that's why we will get more deeper what's exactly why Lager is bad or why the camp is bad. So we go here. By the way, I want to ask here, so the round here is, so do you know, like, have you been in Lager or did you see people who live, do you know some refugees? Wanna, I don't know, put your hand in the air or something. Okay. And about the situation, Duldung, what does it mean like when you are, I lived with Duldung 12 years. Yeah, I know, what is it? I mean, yo, 4 years in the run, and yeah, I mean, it's really, you have, but I thank my friends. That's always, that's what keep the light for me. Like, it's always, I believe that there's always, like, in every village, in every big city, there's a good people, but these people, you have to search for them. This is the problem. You can't go in to find them like in the public or like here. So, yeah. So then we go here. So this is, I'm not going to make a lot of pictures. There's a lot of places because it's always that in shots. I believe always that in shots is only just for the government to keep themselves safe. But yeah, I mean, this is just a small introduction how it looks like. It's like tents. And when I talk about tents, maybe sometimes they say, hey, this is not dramatic. Hey, come on, man, like, you lived 3 years there in the tent. If it's only just festival, maybe for, like, the fusion for 1 week, it's no problem. But the people like, stay until the winter there, like, it's and especially for the children and the families, it's really bad. Then we see, like, these kind of containers and these kind of buildings. And by the way, this is, this was last time, one child, he said to me, hey, why do they make this kind of stage here? Like, they close everything. Are we dangerous or, or the government, they are afraid that we are getting out and hurt the people? Or the people here, they are too bad and we have to stay inside safe? You know, like, it was, small child, so this really, and at the same time, how it looks like in the room, this is small things. There are some rooms, like, well, maybe like 20 square meter, 8 beds. And if there's more people who comes and they have no places, they will upgrade it to 10 beds. So like it's really, yeah. So this is how it looks like. Then I will say, okay, we say it like how many people who knows what Lager is. Have you been inside or nearby? Yeah, okay, yeah, cool. So that is for me like it's really cool. So I know like how many people know what I'm really. Yeah. Okay. So let's say like in the beginning before I get into the lager, like how people most of them come. One of people saw a bit. Yeah.
So for me, I only know about how like children because like I'm working with children, and the thing is that like. Depending on the law in Germany, like kids who are under 18 are allowed to come in Germany. They have different protective rules for them. And if they come before they turn 18, they can bring their families. So what happened is that like the families usually send the youngest kid or one of the kids who can actually handle the Flüchtweg, like the seeking asylum way. 3 months walking or swimming or something like that. And this is, and when they come here, they don't go directly to like WG where they live with other people. They need to be in something called Inputnahme. And this is where Germany receives all the kids there. And because there are a lot of amounts of kids who arrive alone, and there's not too many places, they keep them in a specific place, and then it could be more than 800 kids, and like the place could only handle 100, for example. So they start to, instead of having like two in a room, they're having four, five, six, it depends on how, like, how much the room will take. And during their stay there, usually the stay is supposed to be 3, maximum 1 month, 3 weeks, 1 month, or something like that. That's a maximum. But because they need to find social workers for them, like 4 months, someone who's going to be taking care their, for their paper, for schools, for everything, this usually takes longer because like there are a lot of kids. So the kids stay there longer times. They stay there 6 months and so on. And like in this period, they start, like I mean, they are teenagers, so they start to get aggressive behavior. There's nobody is taking care of them, like let's say in a manner of like bringing them up, like teaching them rules and so on. And in this period, they start to try everything. They start to break the rules, and by breaking the rules, they get more in trouble. So they don't get a 4 month. So this is like it's like a vicious circle. You didn't start from the beginning to find someone for me. I'll start to act up. And I'm acting up because also I'm counting in my head that it took me 3 months to be here. It's taking me 6 months to get someone. My family is waiting for me there. I need to find like someone who will take care for me so I can apply for my asylum seeking or like for my residency permit here. If it gets accepted, it's for 1 year, then I start to work on my family paper. But if someone comes before they turn 18 with like 3 months or something, then this process is much, much more stressful. And then they start to act more up, like they start to break more rules, they start to get in more troubles. And all what you hear is that like there is always a police that is going only to this Inputnahme. Like they don't go to the other WGs where the kids actually then placed after that, but they go to this place because there are knife attacks. It's either with the co-workers there or against other kids. And from there, it's not also the end, or it's not even easier when they start to go to WGs where there is only 15 kids or something like that, because the bureaucratic process takes longer. And no matter how early you came here, it doesn't mean that you're gonna bring your family here. Then they get more frustrated, and this frustration is brought out where? It's either in their schools or in where they live. And if it's where they live, it's either against other kids who are living with them or against the people who are working there. And this makes it more even hard, because in every WG where the kids go, there are specific sets of rules, something like called Vermissanzeige. This is like always made if the kid is not there at 12 a.m., which is like for them, hey, I can do whatever I want. And I believe like, if I remember how when I was like 18 or when I was 17, I don't remember following my parents' word. Like, we don't do that. But the problem is that this idea of remembering how we were when we were young does not exist in our mind now. We think, we were perfect. I never raised my voice. I never had a fight with my parents. And that's what happened now. This communication between the co-workers or like the social arbeiter and the kids is that like the social arbeiter think, okay, I know that they are acting up because this is they are preparing. They come from this other country where they didn't have rules. They were having wars, so that's why they are acting up. But they don't think that they are acting up because they are kids. It is just depending on where they come from, and this is brings more problem because kids then start to see, okay, they are racist to me, so I'm gonna act more up, and it's like it keeps circulating in this part. And when you try to talk with the kids, they start to say, okay, I've been dealt with racism. And like when you start to speak with the coworker, no, we need to set rules. But how to do this in a way with understanding, like understanding the other to make this process even easier. Anyways, this like starts to get bigger and bigger, and then the frustration hits its point when the kid is 18. Because like if you are a newbie gay, like that you are, because some guy said, okay, I'm gonna get this money from the Stadt and like I'm gonna make this VGA, so I'm gonna be hiring some people who are gonna be working here, la 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 la. It's okay if they don't have more like experience, they're gonna deal with it. But like you need someone with experience, because you need someone to tell these kids that, hey, when you are 18, this process of bringing your family stopped. And because this never happened, then the frustration grows because the kids start, you didn't do my paper for me, so it's your fault. And here it goes on, and like until they reach 18, or like they find a wohnung for themselves, and this is actually does not happen very easily. But yeah, this is the part for the kids, like what I know about. I don't know about like bigger, when the family themselves come here, when like the whole family come and with their kids.
Yeah, cool. I want to add to this too, for the kids. The kids, when they come to the camp, first of all, like before, they don't know what's the situation. So that's why I want to talk now about how they come. So there are some of them, they are coming from different background and situations. So when I say like kid, when there are some kids comes like from Africa, so we are talking about somebody walking away long, through Libya. Libya, it's if somebody don't know, like it's 2 million square kilometer. Like it's really from the south till the north, they are walking. And when you are walk there, I come from there, so that's why I know it really. So when you are talking about a child like going through this desert till the north, and Libya was in the war, like guns everywhere and something like this. Then they take the sea in the Mittelmeer till Lampedusa, or like till Sicilia and till Italy. Then they arrive here, then come from through the police or come directly to the camp, or somebody showed them the way. By the way, like sometimes like we meet some people like in the street, they have like paper, they don't know like where to go. Oh, hey man, you are going to the place where I have been through. Yeah, come on, I will take you there. So when somebody like is 16 or 17, then they will send him to Lubna, where she works, what they call it, unbegleitete minderjähriger Wohnheim. So like it's a camp for refugees under 18, teenagers. So the things what the social worker or the people who works there, they don't understand. You are dealing with the child who has a power, and who believe in himself that, or in herself, that he has a power. He have been through like the desert, he have been through like the guns, he been through smugglers, and I don't know, beaten up, the sea, boat. I mean, some people sometimes I feel like they can't imagine it, you know? Like, whoa, when somebody tell me like I come through the desert and I come from South Africa till the north, wow. Or somebody, he said, I come from Afghanistan, I walked through Turkey to Iraq to, I don't know, to Griechenland, and from, wow, respect. Yeah, I mean, so the social worker has to understand what kind of people I'm dealing with. Nee, don't give me like orders. This is what it was like always problem for us. Like when the son comes to us, hey, das machst du das so hier nicht? Wer denkst du bist du in Afrika oder was? What? Hey, come on, fuck you, man. So I will, so we will react so directly, you know, because we don't like somebody like to abuse us. Because, hey, don't put me down. Yeah, okay. Maybe I'm in your eyes. I'm like, so what you call refugee, we don't give a fuck about it. Sorry, like about the language, but it's really sometimes I push up. So, right? Yeah. So that's why, like, this is for us, you make me like small or like, hey, talk with me as they say it in German, auf die Augenhöhe. Say, come on. I have been through maybe like things you would never like do it in your life. So that's why and respect for us is really important. If there is no respect, that means sorry, your education, what you have doing like in university, you can't put it in the trash can. Because you can't deal with people like you don't even understand culture, then please go outside of Germany for 6-8 months or I don't know, somewhere, and the people here have chance to do it. Come on, upgrade yourself. Go to Africa, go to South America, go to, hey, wow, give me this chance like that time when I was young. You will see me like I was traveling without pass, like through different countries. And so that's why like it's really important, that's why we talk. Please, like everyone who works with refugees, come to us. If not to us, maybe to other groups. So talk with us so to understand the situation and how you deal with refugees in the camp and what you have to watch out about. Yeah, maybe I give Omar so the mic
to the,
for
next.
So we will say, talk about like equipment and what we have like in the camp. There are small things, maybe like some people you will laugh about it. You know, like there's, I can remember that time, like it was a woman from Pakistan. She was coming. She was like bare feet. She has nothing, only just what we call jilbab. And you go to, oh my God, it's really this. You talk like to the social worker and the betreuer, the advisor. Hey, can you, yeah, she has to register her name here in the paper. Man, she had these, she's dying, man. Can you just give her something? No, like, they have to make this protocol and things. They have to go through this, and she will have to register this, and she has, the social worker works only just till 4 o'clock, so she has to wait till tomorrow. You know, like, it's really bureaucratical, and it's really, whoa. And the clothes, what comes there, I don't know, like, I can give the mic to Omar to talk about, like, all these stuff, what we have in the camp.
Yeah, well, we've heard a lot of, like, how is like dealing with teenagers under 18, but did you ask yourself what happens to people who are already 18 but maybe not 25 and didn't really have a good childhood? For example, in Idlib, in northern Syria, where there is war, where every day bombing is a reality, and then had made this way all around, like all this way here, and then they are here, and now they are in a situation where they tell us, maybe there where I was, in a refugee camp in Syria, where I didn't have maybe enough water and food, but I had the place to be myself, is now better than being here. So when we take this sentence and analyze it, people, there are some people out there who want to rather be in a war and maybe die than staying here. And now the far right people here in Germany come and say, yeah, when it's better there, they go there. No, fuck. Fuck up, no. Sorry. These people were like hoping to find a new future here. I know so many people who are like 18, 19, who finished their first education in their homelands and now want just to go to university, learn something, get an engineer, doctor, or whatever, and be themselves and like just take their futures in their own hands. But they aren't allowed because the bureaucratic stuff is taking so long, so they don't get here what do you call it, Aufenthalt, or any kind of like papers, and then they wait 6 months and they start working in illegal situations because they have to get money because they want to maybe get a driver license and so on and so on. Yeah. and all this bureaucratic stuff. Plus, this is like on the one side, plus you have the situation in Lager. So yeah. You've seen that one room where like you have seen like some tents or other kind of buildings, and the people are living there, like, for example, 8 people in one room. It's not enough that 8 people in one room. It's not only that. You can imagine a Lager. It doesn't matter where it is. It's like this tent. It's a big tent, big, very, very, very big tent. And you have like some cartoon, how to call it, like stages or rooms without anything opposite. So on top of it. So when it's a Lager, when it's a camp, which is like 100 meters, 200 meters long, the people living in the first room will hear the people talking in the last room 100 meters away, especially at night. For example, I give like some examples from my reality, okay? Or the reality I know. My relatives in Syria, they don't have like good internet connection during days. So if you want to call them and you don't want the line to break up like every 10 minutes, so you have to call them at night. There are families, they are only connected via FaceTime because the bureaucratic stuff is taking so long, so the families can't get connected here, can't get like Familiennacht, called in German. And that's such a such a situation, so that you can't say, hey, stop calling your family, stop calling your relatives at night. But on the other side, the people can't get enough sleep. They are therefore like more angry, more stressed, and their health is like just getting down, and they didn't get understood. They don't have access to learn the language, so they get out, they get frustrated because people tell them, yeah, you don't want to work, you don't want to learn, you don't want, you just come here to seek money and send that out. We will talk about that later in some slide.
Yeah.
So all in all, the people's psychological stage is like really down. And especially for young people, they don't really see any perspective in their future anymore, because they say, I've even had that way half talked about, and I've even done everything, but now I'm here where it should be like the place I can get who I want to get and live in peace, but they don't get that, so they get in that circle of frustration which Rubna talked about. Yeah.
Okay, so about just your subject now about the telephones. So this one must have important things for the people in the camp, what's really simple for other people and everyone's to get it. When you are in the camp, they make your life difficult. That means you can't get the card here in Germany. And now like you go, that time you go like to Aldi, or it doesn't matter where, you give them even this green things, Duldung, Aufenthaltsgestattung, different, it's weird names, you know, like this kind of paper, you know, even like the people who sit in like in the shops, like when they say, hey, what the fuck, what's this? I mean, and now they used to it, so they learn it. They used to it because they say, no, you are not going to get the card with this, Ausweis. So this is really hard for the people who are in the camp to get like a small SIM card to call their families, because they were in the run, then I have to reach my family. They are only the one, they are my psychology doctor, they are my shrink, they are everything, because I know nobody here, and I get people like, to get to know people in the camp. It's not easy to trust, so you need time. There's no trust in the camp. Like, nobody knows nobody, and nobody, like, it's different kind of small stories. This one sealed your hand, the other one, your Ausweis, that third one, I don't know, your cigarette. It's small things, and it makes a lot of fire. But these things, it helped them, like, to find the way. Like, sometimes you go to the mid-doctor, and they tell you, hey, this is a good sign, go to the doctor to check yourself. How? I don't know anything. Then you go to the reception, hello reception, can you give me just, I don't know the map? Then he will give you a paper. A man, the person, he can't read. So, okay, but he can use Google, so with his smartphone. So like they don't have a cart, and they don't have a VLAN, and if they have VLAN, by the way, Datenschutz, then they will check everything that you are doing. How many times you call your family, how many websites you get in, what you are watching, Netflix, map, translator, like everything they will, and most of them, we tried like to give the people the advice, don't get in the wireless in the camp. So that's why they don't get this, so they go what they, everyone, like three popular, they say it, Fergner Street or Arabic Street, like Eisenbahn Street in Leipzig or Sonnenallee in Berlin, Steindamm, Hamburg, like, so you go there, hey, brother, do you know where I get SIM card? Yeah, brother, come here. Yo, please, 25 euro. Thanks. So it will work just for 2 months and then you will draw it away. So, yeah. So this is for, this is small things, but they make them, they make their life really easy. They don't have it. So they make the life in Lagos really difficult that you go out, you stand there, so there's some friends, sometimes there's some friends, they ask me, hey, why these migrants who stays near from the train station 24/7 and they get, looks like aggressive. Oh man, you don't know nothing, man. Like I wake up in the morning, I check the list the whole time and all these motherfuckers litters like a, the first one, by the way, the first litter you get, tax. Yeah, even you don't get like, you don't have even like a resident here today, yeah, but yeah, you get the letter from the Finanzamt. Yeah, cool, this is nice. Yeah, so we go to the next Essen. Should I queue it up?
We have to, we have to.
Yeah, we have to hurry up a bit. So like Essen im Lager, million since I think more than 13, 15 years. We are in always writing Antrag, 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 application, application. Hey, looks, it's fungus here. Here, hey, man, it's mushrooms, it's things that nobody cares. You know, because everything, I believe now, like, everything is business. You know, like, they are all Vereins. Every Verein, he has his homies. You are the catering, cook some kartoffel, noodle, the same things, the same stuff. Sometimes it's good, sometimes, I mean, it's not good at all. And the children, like, they have to, you know, like, the problem is the small child. Huh? I mean, some of the vaccinated, they get outside. Sometimes we go, like, to the shops, we tell them, hey, can you give me something to eat? They are really friendly and they give it. But, like, inside, like, for a small child, hey, mom, I can't eat this. It's like, what the fuck is this? Why is this burn? Why is burning toast? And the person who is working, like, in the, you know, like, in the catering, they are putting, like, the food, you feel like you are in a horror movie, like, what the fuck, man? Hey, are you giving like to them? So that's why most of refugees, like when they get in the Mensa and they put like the food like this and they get out. So I said, hey, come on, don't put me down. So like I'm coming here like to beg you for money. So we go to the next. Yeah, so personal im Lager. Woo, this is a really big subject, but I try to make it fast a bit. Personal, there's the good and there's the bad. The good one, never resist. Will get out. You will get always your contract for just maybe half a year or something like this. And when they see that you are helping the people and you give them tips and all must have refugees, hey, oh, Manuela, oh, Rodrigo's, hey, I don't know, hey, Francesca. So when they say like you are nice and the people like you, hey, sorry, your contract is out. We don't have cash. Okay, all right. So and they did it so for many people. I know them personally. And personal, let's say like about, for example, when the police get in, they're inside. Hey man, they are coming like you feel that you are a big gang somewhere like in Honduras or I am like from really in South Africa with my Tawana gangs or I don't know. You find tuck, tuck, tuck. And sometimes they come only just because of small joint. Come on, man. So like, and the security feel like he's from the FBI. Like they are coming and walking like this, they try to show themselves. Man, can you understand trauma or you don't understand it? I saw like you make yourself, you are studying, then come on, understand the child. This one never get out of his brain till he's grew up. You will see like your fucking uniform and he say it every time in Syria, in Libya, in every like Greek's land and then respect the shit. But they make it anyway. My opinion, they make it like with Abzic just to Let the people talk about it to the other people. Hey, Germany is really bad. But anyway, they come. Yeah, so, Betreuung. And by the way, when I talk about personal, so I'm talking only just about German. There are some people like they are from our own countries. And they are in another number.
Yeah. Security especially, right?
Yeah. So, I go, let's be a diskutieren, ist was anders. Cultural Angebote, like... what do you need? The people like, they need something. There are some Lager, they said, hey, but we make it nice here. We have like kindergarten, we have Sprachkurs, and we have Tischtennis, and we have toys, and we have things. By the way, the toys, the child, they don't have to get it with them when they go to sleep. They have to put it like in the room where this Betreuung and stuff like this, what's really sick.
Doesn't
he said, hey, yeah, but have it, come on, we have everything's nice. No, this is not nice. Then you are making the people like a hamster. Like, you give them inside the spray. I want to get the fuck out of Lager, so I don't want to stay here. So let the people out. Give them the offers outside, not inside. Because you will feel like a bird inside the cage, or you will feel like a hamster inside the cage. You give me the games, you give me the food, you give me the Sprachkurs, and you will try to show me your bitty or like midnight. I don't need it. You know, like, I'm not coming for this. You don't know. So that's why it's really, wow, Lager's really... I go to the next. Wohnsituation? Situation?
We talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it already. So,
it's not kind
this of. Is the biggest bullshit now, like, it's coming outside. So, should you start because I'm a bit, like,
okay.
uploaded?
I will try to hurry up. But maybe, like, the people of you living in Germany heard about the Bezahlkarte, the payment cards. These payment cards are like now legal or like based on a national law done by the Bundestag and was getting in power since 12th April. And this card is a disaster. It's not something the cities have to do. It's something. It's like just allowed by the law that cities, or even like wherever the administration of camps is now allowed to give the people like payment cards, and not anybody. It's like about the people who came like to Germany, and didn't get their papers, didn't get their asylum decision. Or also if they have a Duldung and live at a Lager, at a camp. So you are only allowed, with this card, you are only allowed to take out 50 euros a month. And you can get your cash only one time out of a machine. Mm-hmm. So if you, for example, take out 20 euros, so the 30 euros remains as your right to take out in cash, you can't take it. So first thing. Second thing, you get the existence minimum. So the existence minimum for refugees at camps is another one as for like people who are getting support by state for normal. Because by support by state, you get like about, by so-named Bürgergeld, you get like about 520 euros. At camp, you get only about 260. It's about like from region to another it's different because of the costs. But in average, it's about 260 euros. If you don't get out all the money, if you don't pay all the money out, you only receive the amount you paid. So you can't, for example, save money for bigger projects. If your mobile phone, a basic thing for our daily life, is destroyed, yeah, you have to wait at least 4 months to pay it because you have to save money in cash and you are only allowed to take 50 euros out of your card. So therefore, you have to like for 200 euros phones, yeah. So it's not even a big thing. What's the bigger problem than also like this control? The bigger problem is that this control is only coming because of right-wing parties and of so-named Rechtsruck, which means that Germany and the politics in Germany are getting to the right, like to the far right side. They are doing far right politics. The arguments or the perspective of pro side of payment card is that people won't send out money outside of Germany to their families for example to don't pay any criminals to get them here. It's absurd. It's absurd. You get for normal in cash 260 euros. With this money, you have to buy food. You have to pay your traffic cards and so on and so on. So you can't save money for normal. You can't save money, not an amount to get out to your family. Yes. If you spend 10 or 20 euros for your families, if I send now to Syria, 10 or 20 euros to my family there, it means the world for them because they can make a little bit, like can buy some stuff there. The currency is very, very weak there, so it's a difference. So the people are pushed now to leave their own home countries because even if they were like having here enough money to send there, now this money is like not anymore available there, and the people will not have any chance to keep living there. So it's from many perspectives very, very absurd. Yeah. The last point, it's not the last one of the list at all, but now because of the time, is that this pay card is just racist. Think about it. When people here are going out of like of wars, of any kind of reasons, they left everything in their homelands. And this is not an easy decision. This is not an easy decision. So the people make everything through and come here to finally find peace, but then they're forced to pay different than other people. They have to visit other stores than other people because not every store accepts this card.
Yes.
Because they want to maybe pay some stuff like from Arabic stores or Oriental stores where there is no, for example, card machines or how to call it, so collectors. So therefore you have to pay cash and you only have 50 euros in cash. So you are forced to get any other kind of work, illegal work, because you aren't allowed to work by law. So therefore, they are pushing you, they are pushing us to get whatever here to do. And say, look at these migrants, look at these spy books. They're doing problems, they're doing criminal stuff and gangs and so on. So therefore, if you know anybody, please help them.
Yeah. Thank you for repeating.
As we see, like as Omar said, so this card's like, thank you like for explaining everything. I have been like with this card like long time ago, so I know like what does it mean. It means a lot of discrimination. This like something like what a lot of people don't accept it. Other things like because of the Daten, what they always talking about Daten, data. There's the Ortung, that means do you know like where you are, from where you shops, especially when you have Duldung. This is really, it's not really working for us. And at the same time, the people, they are going to use the situation, like back in the time, like there are some people, like even sadly, there are some people from our countries too, and they will tell you, hey, come on, give me the card and we'll give you the half of the money. We don't have a choice, we do it. Because I'm not going like to stand in the casa and there's somebody like looks at me like, hey, the poor things, I draw it away. So like we sell it like in the half price, bad, but we try to make it better. There's a lots of people like who are really solitarish. So like I'm asking here if there are some people knows who making a birthday party or you know some people from your friends or friend of friends or like when somebody Volkskusche or I don't know, festival, something like this, he can get like to meet somebody, goes with them like shopping and give them the money in cash. This is will make their life easier and for their mental health like in the long term is really bad. It's not like easy. You will hate yourself and you will hate the people here. and you will hate them more, like with right, with left, with everyone. You will hate your people too, because you will feel like you are isolated.
Yeah.
You know, like it's, it wasn't like easy with this shit. So, and we are trying like to make a campaign, like to, please look online. There's a lots of organization from Brew Azul till, I don't know, like a different organization
all
to make
us.
Like, or us like to sign this to Karta Abschaffen. Yeah, because the people alone, they can't talk about it because they feel that they don't have the right to talk about it. And if they talk about it and they are, it's a classic, you can't talk about nothing, because if you are like in this Azul Verfahren, you are always afraid to say something because you think they will put it in the notice in your file, so you don't get nothing. So they say this person, they will make a trouble, so kick him out. And this happens always, and we say it so many times. So like before, because of the time, there's really a lot like other point, but I want to come like for the next point for Lubna later, but I want to, so there's two really important. Was kann ich machen? That I will give it to you. Was kann ich nicht machen? What should I do and what shouldn't do? What you shouldn't do. This is really one of the things like piss every refugee here. Don't make experiments with them. Don't put me as a test mouse. That means there are some people like when you go to organizations and they tell you, oh, let me see your file. Oh my God, hey, you know what? Let me try with this, let's try to write this antrag in the Ausländer. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. In Germany, there is a law. You get your permission, or you are not allowed to get your permission. And if you get your permission, you have to do this, one, two, three, four, five. Anything what's like doing with, especially the people like who have Duldung, I will give it to the professional people. I go directly to the lawyer. No Beratungsstelle. That was like, don't push me, I'm close to the edge. I was close to the airplane, that was hard. So that's why, please people, like, watch out. This like mini situation, lots of people, they say, hey, oh, I have a friend, he's working in the Beratungsstelle. Is this nice? Beratungsstelle, like, to write antrag for me, to make this, but not in the refugees law. Don't, like, make this mistakes. Like, I have a lots of friends, they sit in the plane, they are in their country, they are crying now. And some of them, never hear from them. The last one, it was, I'm working in another organization called Zusammenleben Willkommen, like we are helping refugees to put them in a WG, and one from my Vermittlung, he get deported. He get Duldung, he get out as a normal human in Berlin from his WG, and he opened the door, and they get him, now he's in Iraq. Nobody knows like where he is. His Mitbewohner, flatmate, he called us, do you have any information, and we try now to find out where he is, or maybe he's life or not. Yeah. So we can not solidarisch sein, how you can help or what you're going to do. So I will give it
Let's
to you.
Let's cool the knot.
Yeah.
We overwhelmed you today in this amazing festival with a very heavy topic, and we know that. But like, we just wanted to give our point of view, our perspective on what is happening. We are not, it's not that people are not grateful or, we are doing as much as we can. It's not about you as humans, or it's about like politics. Some of it we can have an influence on, some not. And the point here is how, like, what good can we do? I believe all of you try to help in one way or another in going out in demos and trying to say protecting someone or something like that. And this is where I want to like stress on, let's continue in doing this. Do not tell me you are going against like a Gegen AfD demo, but in the same time, if you see someone being discriminated or in the street, you turn a, like a black eye and then you go away. Don't go I'm not saying protect them or stand in the way or anything, because maybe it's also dangerous for you. But try to do, like, take a photo of the aggressor. Do something that, like, can help this other person. I hear about a lot of stories from the kids where I'm living with that they get hit by a car. Someone, like, calls them out in the street. Run after them with, like, a pepper spray or something. And nobody stops and helps them. And this is here because I know why. I know how is the mentality here is changing because of what is happening in the whole world. And this is, everyone is entitled to their opinion, to their feeling about many topics, but in the same way, we are still humans. And like, in a way of being a human is always helping the other. It doesn't matter where they are from. It doesn't matter if they are, I don't know, Flüchtlinge, if they are Ausländer, they are still humans in the end. And that's like what we are aiming at. It's not, we are not giving you today problems. We are trying to reach a solution with you. And the solution is just be a human. And being a human is basically helping each other. It doesn't matter. Today, I was like in the train. And it was like really like the train was full, didn't want to move. The police came and wanted to kick a family because they were having like big containers and everything. Everyone tried to help them. Everyone, one took a bag, the other one took the beer casket, like everything. Everyone was like collaborating. And at the end, when the train moved, everyone clapped. And this is what we are. We are all in a one ship. No, but yeah, Germany, Egypt, different countries, but we are on one earth. And if we didn't help each other, we didn't help the earth, we didn't do everything, then this is gonna sink with us. It's not gonna sink with the rich people and like the poor will be down. Everyone is going down. And that's what we need to think about when we come to such topic. Let's not talk only about the problems. Let's try to find a solution together. Let's be one hand together. Just in a way humanity should be. That's just the way I'm a person should be. Don't think about other differences. Think about the similarities. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah.
One last point.
Okay. Okay, then last. Do I have time? Or is yeah, okay. So the last one, we can solitarisch to add for you, Lubna, more for the people like in the camp who want to support. I know like most of you people like have no time. I know like it's, I see it myself too. Now I start working, I do this, I'm doing social work, I'm doing therapy and stuff like this. And so capacity, so it's really a problem. But I can be solitarisch in a different way. If I have something to give, go to the camp, give it to them. It's not about like always donating. When somebody say donate or cash, no. It's about maybe you give me, show me the way. Maybe you give them some tips. Hey, go to this Verein, IOR Musiker, go to this music club and this and that. So just, I mean, different kind of solidarity you can be and yeah. Anyway, people, sorry, the topic's really long. I didn't, most of the time I need 3 till 5 hours and sometimes 6 hours till they finish this. But anyway, I really want to thank the content cell to invite us, to find us. We were like really underground. And at the same time, if you have any question, you can contact us. Like we have our website, Migrants Movement. And if you want to invite us or you have any question or you have any trouble or one of your friends, he has like a bad situation, we have a lots of people who have been through different kind of situation, from the bad till the worst. So contact us for free. We don't need anything from you people, only just your solidarity and your voice and your support. And thank you so much for
giving us. Very much.
Yeah, thank you.
All us around.
Danke euch. Danke für eure Perspektive und dass ihr hier steht. Und ich finde es total toll, dass der Talk aufgezeichnet wurde und ich den einfach auch meinen Freunden, die nicht hier waren, zeigen kann, um das weiterzutragen.
Danke.
Wirklich super. Dankeschön. Danke. Schön, dass ihr dabei seid.
Vielen Dank. Danke.